He can find the fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name. Hi there, friends. I'm Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman. Glad you could come this way up the trail. How about having a seat beside me here on this log under the old pine tree? Mighty pretty out here in the forest, isn't it? That's cause we've kept fires from running wild through here. You know, we thought you might enjoy taking time out for a few moments of song and storytelling. Just across the trail there are those masters of song about America's great outdoors, the Sons of the Pioneers. Hi, fellas.
Well, hi, Billy. Will you just take a look at Dale Warren here? What are you looking so serious about, Dale?
Well, this first song we're going to do, Over the Santa Fe Trail, makes a fellow think a bit. The days of moving to new settlements in this country are over. There are few lands left to conquer. So everyone has to do the best he can with the land he has. He's got to protect it, use it properly, respect the other fellow's land, too.
Well, now that was spoken like a true philosopher, Dale. Let's sing, huh?
There's an old prairie schooner wending its way over the Santa Fe Trail with its captain and crew pushing on, going through over the Santa Fe Trail.
Pioneering 49ers sailed away in mighty liners over the sagebrush sea. Sailed away to far-off lands through the rolling, burning sands out on the lone.
There's an old prairie schooner wending its way over the Santa Fe Trail with its captain and crew pushing on, going through.
That was fine, fellas. While you were singing, I was thinking about what Dale Warren said about a man using his land properly and protecting it. You know, I grew up on a farm. We used to have a clean-up time in the spring and in the fall, working a little new ground and clearing up the brush here and there. I remember we used to get the neighbors in to help us, and then we'd help them, especially at burning time. Back of all this, of course, was the wonderful cooperation on all sides. Cooperation in putting as much land as possible to good use. Cooperation in protecting the land and seeing to it that the brush fires didn't spread to the woods or into neighboring fields and woods. Most of the brush piles we'd burn right to the ground, watching them carefully all the way. And then I remember we'd leave one or two small ones standing, so the rabbits and sometimes even birds would have a kind of a winter refuge. How many times I've peeked into one of those brush piles, looking for Mr. Rabbit.
Mr. Rabbit, Mr. Rabbit, your tail's mighty white. Yes, bless God, been getting out of sight. every little soul gonna shine, shine. Every little soul gonna shine along. Mr. Rabbit, Mr. Rabbit, your coat's mighty gray. Yes, bless God, been out for a day. Every little soul gonna shine, shine. Every little soul gonna shine along. Mr. Rabbit, Mr. Rabbit, your ears mighty long. Yes, bless God, been put on wrong. Every little soul gonna shine, shine. Every little soul gonna shine along. Mr. Rabbit, Mr. Rabbit, your ears mighty thin. Yes, bless God, been splitting the wind. Every little soul gonna shine, shine. Every little soul gonna shine along.
I wonder, does a rabbit hear a whistling sound when the wind blows past those long ears? You know, it's the wind that usually stirs up trouble with brush fires. I know of one case that happened recently. A farmer left his brush fire in the field unattended for just a little while. The wind came up and blew sparks into a nearby haystack. From the haystack, the fire spread into the woods, destroying valuable timber. And before the fire was brought under control, it actually threatened the destruction of several communities. I'd like to pass on to you what the state and federal forestry boys prescribe as good safety rules in burning brush. Before I do that, however, here's some music, as only the sons of the pioneers can do it. Now for those brush-burning rules. Number one, find out if your state laws require a permit for burning brush or debris. If so, get one from your local fire warden or ranger. Number two, have plenty of help, plenty of tools and water handy. Number three, never burn slash, leaves, grass, or brush in unusually dry, hot, or windy weather. That's it, friends. the ABCs of safety in burning brush or debris. I'm sure a lot of you know this already. It's just a question of following through. I'm sure no one wants consciously to jeopardize or destroy the resources that give us so much in jobs, useful products, money, and beauty. Talking about beauty, let's listen to the Sons of the Pioneers just across the trail there.
There's a rainbow over the range, and the skies are blue again. The rolling thunder stills in the far-off hills. There's a rainbow over the range. Hear the cowboys yippee-yi-yo, while the dogies mill and low. The sun is riding high in the prairie sky. There's a rainbow over the range. I've been told there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow lane. But I found that trail just a magic veil that's born in the sun and rain. It's a grand and glorious day, and the clouds have rolled away. The fading thunder spills in the far-off hills. There's a rainbow over the rain. I've been told there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow lane. But I found that trail just a magic veil that's born in the sun and rain. It's a grand and glorious day, and the clouds have rolled away. The fading thunder stills in the far-off hills. There's a rainbow over the rain. There's a rainbow over the rain.
Well, look who's coming up the trail now. He's the friend of all who love the outdoors. He's the popular candidate, the people's choice for support this year and every year. He's Smokey Bear with a special message for us.
Hello there, folks. I sure need your support in this campaign against forest fires, you farmers especially. You folks, more than anyone else, know what fire can do to the woods when it's allowed to run wild. I don't have to tell you how to burn brush. All I'm asking is that you never take a chance. Have plenty of help, tools, and water handy. Please don't burn on dry, windy days. Well, I'll be seeing you.
And there he goes down the trail. Thank you, Smokey. You know, friends, it's your own state forestry department, along with the United States Forest Service, and this station you're listening to that make these little outdoor get-togethers possible. Until we say hi to each other again, this is Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman, and those masters of outdoor songs, the Sons of the Pioneers, asking you to please keep in mind what Smokey Bear says. Remember, only we, you and I, can prevent forest, woods, and range fires.
Smokey the Bear, prowling and a sniffing the air. He can find the fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got